From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Joel Geisler.
Hello, and welcome to the premiere of the Q&A podcast. Each episode will focus on just one question that's important to managers, aspiring managers, emerging leaders, and will provide answers that are helpful and practical, something you can put to use immediately. So I guess the logical first question for this episode is, well, how can this podcast make me a better leader? I think I have an answer for you, and it's built on the leadership training that I've been doing for, the past nearly 20 years, working with managers in all professions. In my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, I write that there are three values that are key to being a great leader. Number one is humanity. Number two is integrity. And number three is levity. Now, that third one may surprise you, so we'll get to that in a minute. But let's talk about humanity. Employees want to know that their leaders see them not just as producers, but as people. Not just numbers, not just headcount, but as human beings who come to work each day with hopes and dreams and the desire to do well. And the best leaders know that the most important thing they do is help other people succeed. That's how you're seen as someone who values humanity. And the best window for that is the way that you communicate. How do you deal with people one-on-one? How well and how effectively do you inspire or inform them when it's one-to-many in a meeting or a group? How transparent are you as a leader? How empathetic do you seem when you communicate? What's the writing in your memos and emails like? And if tomorrow they were published on page one of a newspaper or website, would you be proud of what people read? All of those communication skills relate to humanity and how you're judged as a leader. And then there's integrity. People want to work in organizations where they feel trusted and they trust the people who lead them. And how do you make sure that happens on an everyday basis? Do people know your values? And if they do, and if you talk about them, then do your behaviors as a leader match up with those values? Is there a code of ethics in your organization? Do people talk about it? Do they care about it? Are there ethical guidelines? Those are all helpful, but they can't be a secret. They have to be something that lives and shows up in all of the work you do, from the way you hire people to the way you evaluate to the way you give feedback. And the most important thing is to recognize that integrity is about ethical decision-making. And ethical decision-making isn't just as easy as deciding what's right and what's wrong. Because as managers, we know that oftentimes when you face a tough situation, a tough decision, there can be many right answers and many wrong answers, and you have to choose from among them. And when that happens, it's important for you to have a process that you follow to make that decision. A process that's so widely shared in your organization that people can make those decisions even when you, the boss, aren't around. That's something else we're going to focus on in these podcasts. And then, of course, there's levity. Now, what do I mean by that? I don't mean that you should be a stand-up comic. Lots of wonderful leaders don't have a funny bone in their body, but they know how to make a positive workplace culture, a place where people look forward to coming to work, where they smile, where they laugh, where they can even laugh at the boss. And that's because you are so well respected that when you goof up from time to time, everybody can share in a smile about it, including you. Now, when you combine humanity, integrity, and levity with the idea that today, in this digital age, our communication and connections are instant, they're visible, and they're interactive as never before, you can see why this podcast may be important. We've developed them for leaders in the digital age. My background is in communications. I was a broadcast journalist for many years, and at the tender age of 27, many years ago, became a leader in an organization. And over many years, I was able to build a wonderful team and then go on to teach leadership and management in fields of all kinds all across the country. You may be familiar with my other podcast, What Great Bosses Know, on iTunes U. This one will build on that. I can't wait to join you question by question, answer by answer on Q&A. Thank you so much for joining us.